This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Supreme Court asks the government to submit a written response on the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel says government committed to protect Jude. Nepali Congress President Shia Bahadur Dewa assures of timely party's general convention. And 9 people die in South Korea after a building collapses onto a bus. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has issued a show cause order in the name of the government to submit a written response on the case of the dissolution of the House of Representatives. The Constitutional Bench, led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir J.P. Rana, decided to carry out hearing on the case starting from 23rd of June. The Supreme Court has also asked for 4 members of amicus curiae to furnish their opinion regarding the case. Likewise, the Supreme Court has allocated 50 hours of pleading in the case. Senior advocates Sambhu Thapa and Mahadev Yadav, on behalf of the writ petitioners, had pleaded in the case yesterday. The government has made it clear that the policy of exporting aggregates to reduce trade deficit mentioned in the budget for the fiscal year 2021-22 is in no way related with the Chure region. Addressing a virtual program organized by Nepal Forum of Environment Journalists yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel said the pebble, gravel and sand said to be exported would be extracted only from 92 quarries of 14 districts which are already identified by the Department of Mines and Geology. He said attempts were made to politicize the provision in the budget in the name of Chure region, even though 0.1999 of the budget, which talks about the exporting of the aggregates, had not mentioned the Chure region. Deputy Prime Minister Paudel further added that there would not be any interference on the Chure region's ecology, expressing commitment of no compromise in Chure area protection. Deputy Prime Minister Paudel said Chure is the country's important heritage and concern over its protection was natural. Nepali Congress President Shia Bahadur Dewa has assured the party leaders and cadres that the 14th General Convention of the party would be held in late August. The party has made public the convention date scheduled to be held from August 23rd to 26th. Issuing a press statement yesterday, President Dewa reiterated that the party was bound to hold its 14th General Convention within August and he was fully committed to holding it on time. National Assembly Speaker Ganesh Prasad Timilsina yesterday administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly elected National Assembly member Driga Narayan Pandey. The newly elected member took oath of office before the chairperson at a ceremony held at the Federal Parliament building at Singha Darbar yesterday. Education, Science and Technology Minister Krishna Gopal Shrestha has directed to confiscate the textbook with old map of the country and take action against those who are involved in such activities. Addressing the 88th meeting of the Curriculum Development and Evaluation Council, which was held virtually yesterday, Minister Shrestha directed the Curriculum Development Centre to take action against the publishers and distributors if they were found to having using the old map. The meeting has also approved the curriculum of various subjects of grade 6 to 8. Minister for Health and Population, Sher Bahadur Tamang, has urged one and all to adopt full safety precautions till vaccination against COVID-19 is made available to all the citizens. After inaugurating and monitoring the oxygen installation at municipal-level community building in Chandragiri municipality of Kathmandu district yesterday, Minister Tamang urged all people to be high safety alert until vaccination is assured to all the citizens of the country. Additional 5,768 people recovered from the coronavirus infection in Nepal yesterday, As per the latest update of the Health and Population Ministry, the total number of people recovering from the coronavirus infection has surpassed 510,000 with 85.2% recovery rate. Similarly, Health Ministry confirmed coronavirus infection in 4,344 people yesterday. Likewise, the country recorded additional 81. That number again, 81 corona-related deaths yesterday. With this, the total death toll due to COVID-19 infection has reached 8,179 in Nepal. The number once again, 8,179. A consignment of 32,500 metric tons of urea fertilizer procured from Bangladesh arrived Birganj yesterday. The fertilizer was purchased through the G2G or the government-to-government agreement. The Agriculture Inputs Company Limited Province Office Birganj has confirmed the arrival of the fertilizers. The remaining 17,500 metric tons fertilizer is said to be on the process of delivery. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. US President Joe Biden has launched his first official overseas trip with a warning to Russia that it faces robust and meaningful consequences if it engages in harmful activities. President Biden made clear his intention to strengthen ties with US allies following strained relations under the Trump administration. US President Biden is in UK where he will meet British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to agree a new Atlantic Charter. The pact will be a modern version of the one agreed between Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt in 1941 with a focus on challenges including climate change and security. At least 9 people have been killed after a 5-story building being demolished in South Korea collapsed onto a bus. 8 people were injured in the collapse which happened in the southern city of Gwangju. The bus was carrying 17 people and had stopped on a street below. The reason for the collapse is yet to be clear and search efforts are underway for survivors who may be trapped. All workers on the site had evacuated before the building collapsed. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Supreme Court asked the government to submit a written response on the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel says government committed to protect Chure region. Nepali Congress President Sherbal Dewa assures of timely party's general convention. And 9 people die in South Korea after a building collapses onto a bus. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.